minister. And Israel is vowing to defend itself should Iran launch an attack on the Jewish state. More details at srnnews.com.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Well, hi, everybody. I think you are going to simply love the weekend forecast. It is really looking good. Today, a nice day with abundant sunshine, a little breezy, with a high temperature up to about 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight, definitely jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast, lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's high 80, or at least close to it. I think we'll be up to about 83 Sunday. How about mid-80s Monday and Tuesday with more sun, still dry? Great weather to look forward to. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The mayors of Montgomery and Selma are hosting the Community Violence Intervention Summit today. The two-day conference in downtown Montgomery will bring together over 300 attendees to develop community-driven solutions to reduce violent crime across central Alabama. Two inmates have died and five others were injured after an ADOC van crashed Wednesday. The van was transporting seven inmates when it was involved in a single-vehicle accident on Elder Road in Dadeville. The work-release inmates were returning to the Alex City facility when the crash occurred. Montgomery police are investigating an accident that claimed the life of a juvenile female. The unidentified female pedestrian was struck by an 18-wheeler on North Boulevard near the Wetumpka exit late Thursday afternoon. She was pronounced dead on the scene. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Allison Sinclair is here. Sky is running the program. Big Dave, Petroff, Jeeves, everybody making sure we continue to broadcast to over half the state of Alabama. It is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. A Friday, the 12th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you've had a good morning, and I hope your last 21 hours have gone well as well. Allison?
I'm giggling. Sky, your hair is extra poofy and fluffy today.
It's got so much body.
I got caught in the rain yesterday.
Yesterday, and it's still poofy?
I don't know what's going on. I got up, and I did
fancy.
This, and
Here you are.
I'm just gonna leave that alone. All right, look, this is not...
It looks
this
cute.
This is a good... See, they said it looks cute. You kind of remind me... Remember those little fuzzy chickens that are on the internet right now? The little... The little puffy chickens.
The Bantam
chickens.
I
wish I had hair, man. I'm jealous that you have hair that'll do that.
No matter how it turns out every morning, I never really know.
It's a frizzle chick.
I'm just grateful for it.
A frizzle chick?
It's a frizzle chick.
Yes.
I want one.
Frizzle chick. Sky,
I like it. I admire your hair.
Oh, after this whole year, over a year, the nickname may be here.
Oh. What is it?
Frizzle chick. Or just Frizzle.
Sounds like a good band name.
Sounds like something Dickens would come up with.
It's a very fancy and elegant nickname, Scott.
I like it better than the whatever that medication is that cures
Sky
the heartbreak.
Scott Rizzi.
Yeah. I'm scratching my arm as you speak.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
The psoriasis
I got
stuff.
You, Frizz.
Frizzle.
Good
morning, Frizzle. Frazzle.
I can work with that. I'm having a great morning.
You can work with that? You look good. Everything good? All good news stuff?
It was a long, dark night. Okay. Martha had her shunt replacement yesterday while we were on the air, and I apologize for being distracted, but I was dealing with a lot of nurses. She's going to surgery. She's not, you know.
Well, at least they were giving updates.
Right. So when she got back from surgery, she was awake, but she really wasn't responsive. And I was out there as soon as they let me, you know, restricted visiting hours. Same thing, just not very responsive. Her eyes are open, but she's not really saying anything. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, called out there at midnight, same thing. You can imagine what I'm thinking, probably. And it was a long night, and this morning I got up and I thought, well, I'm just going to start ringing her. I made sure with the nurse at midnight last night that her phone was within reach. Started ringing this morning, and voicemail. Got dressed, came back, so I'm going again. and she picked up. She answered the phone.
Aw, yay!
And I immediately said, is there a nurse in the room with you? And she said, no. I said, you answered it yourself. She said, yeah. All right. We're back in business.
Small victories.
That's why.
Look at you. Man. You got good hair, good news. It's a good day.
Yeah. I may go to a little get-together at the lake tonight. I'm feeling so
there good. You go.
Okay, yeah. Sky. Okay, Sky is back.
I've been invited out, and I just may take a break from the hospital tonight and go up to the lake. And
all right, well, make it back on Monday, okay?
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
All right.
You're going to hang out with Red Top all night. Y'all be careful.
I'm not sure he's invited to this one. I'll check.
Speaking of Red Top, I have an idea. Okay. We're going to do a segment that's dedicated to Red Top. Okay. Really?
You're just throwing gas on the fire.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what it's going to be?
What? 20 questions?
For like 5 minutes, we're going to do this. Recently hired retired Homewood finance director arrested for alleged theft for city funds. Robert Burgett.
I thought we did that on.
We're going to make it.
Banal.
No, we're going to make it even boringer and boringer. And we're going to just read and we're going to do straight news. Nothing fun. Nothing. Just we're going
to
be.
You mean we get
boring.
To read it in a monotone voice?
Yes. And we're just going to take turns because Red Top doesn't like to have fun. He doesn't like when we talk, when we have personalities. And so
he
we're
has
just
rubbed him the wrong way.
Guys, I think this would be
waiting
fantastic.
Waiting on the phone to ring right now.
And whoever laughs first loses. Okay?
Okay.
You cannot laugh while you're reading in monotone, dreadful teacher voice. And you can't use the button over there either.
Yes.
No soundboard
Sky,
for Scott.
You have to participate too. So yes. I need everybody to go find one article.
Okay.
And during one of the segments, we're going to each read boring news for Red Top.
Well, I'm right
from a European paper.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, can you do it in a British accent then? I did watch BBC for 2 whole minutes for him last night.
What is the stupid thing he always tells us to... Some stupid international news.
The Epic Times, he mentions, which we read.
No, it's something. Anyway, so that was my idea.
I think we should throw in monotone dad jokes. I think we should have, like, one of those every day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm for it.
I love it because there are other people. I've noticed there is a new Just Thinking podcast on black conservatism that is phenomenal, and they drop and kick around the word. The idea that it's black conservatism. Anyway, it's like 2.5 hours long. They were saying some of their listeners complain about the talking that they do before they get to
the
podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's more people like that than not that may be irritated that we joke and laugh and like have personalities and have a life and want to have some fun. Because if it's not entertaining, I love this idea of flipping the script.
But I
think it's fantastic.
I guess if you want, let's see, really boring, rehearsed, talking point news, go watch Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
That's not us.
Ooh. No, it's not us.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah, he used to be fun. He's not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just like the same thing with bulging veins and drama.
And badly done makeup.
And orange face. It's bad.
He wanted to look like the president.
I think so.
He did.
He's got a crush on him.
Hey, what's brown and sticky?
Brown and sticky? Mm-hmm. Brown maple syrup?
A stick.
Oh, my gosh. That was a good dad joke.
Those are good.
That was a good dad joke. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, he's already here. Allison.
Let's go to Red Top.
Okay. Hold
he's still
on.
Answering the
he's answering the phone.
Sky is
here
on
we
the
go.
Phone.
Okay.
Let's go to Red Top.
Okay.
Dang it, Artie.
Here he is.
Red Top, welcome to the show.
You guys
How
are going
you
pay
today?
First of all,
I'm just drinking coffee, Red Top.
Hell, you lost already. You're laughing. God, that's the same
You're right. You win.
Okay, but it's Masters Week, so we get a mulligan.
Right.
Oh. Yes, we get a mulligan.
I'm going to tell you what I told my big brother who picked on me my whole childhood till I grew up bigger than him when I was playing football at Catholic High and I got beat on all day long. And one day I came home, he started picking on me. And I'll tell you one thing, the boy ain't never going to do that again. And so I beat the crap out of him.
Is that a threat, Red Top?
No. Let me tell you what I told him about 30 years later. My big brother's name is Mac, and he's so rich, my uncle in Europe called him Mac Dollar.
Oh, wow.
Because he loves money that much. That's all he cares about. I'm sorry. God doesn't give a damn how much money he's got. So I told him one day, guys, I said, you know what, Mac? You were rough on me when I was a kid, and he somehow doesn't remember that. I said, you know what? I'm going to get me a damn lawyer. Pain and suffering. And you know what he did, guys? He hesitated for a moment. And I could tell he was thinking, damn, can he do that?
Must have been really bad.
I touched him really bad. I knew how to hit him where it hurt. You know what I mean? But you should have seen him when I hit him in both eyes. Whenever he pissed me off that day and I'd never touched him before. Yeah, I wish I had a picture to look on that boy's face. Anyway,
Wait, both eyes?
Go right ahead, because three against one ain't fair. I'm a musician, I'm a composer, I'm a teacher. I can play thousands of notes. My piano sonata is 12 minutes long, and it's notes going constantly. So go ahead, buddy. I got my damn gloves on. I don't think it's the same as that.
Thanks, Red Top. God bless you, man. Have a great weekend.
You called us today.
Right on.
That is very exciting.
You're so bad.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right. That's neat.
That's neat.
I thought the dryer was shrinking my clothes.
Was it?
Turns out it was that doggone refrigerator.
Number two. Good dad jokes.
Oh,
Guys
still
like the stick one.
The stick one.
Yeah,
brown and sticky.
It's like, wow, this is deep.
What's the most condescending type of bear?
All of them.
A panda. That's actually not terrible.
That's funny. Panda.
Let's go to Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for listening and calling.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Are we telling jokes?
Yes.
We are. Well, clean ones.
It's borderline. But go ahead.
Yeah, they're not funny jokes. They're just jokes.
I know this joke about what's green and smells like pork, but that's probably not a good radio
Kermit's
joke.
Kermit's finger. I knew that.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Sorry, Dad.
Can we go back to sticks?
Sticks!
Hey,
good night, everyone.
You know, well, I got confused because Red Top started talking about something being 12 inches long or something, or no, wait, 12 minutes long.
My
bad.
It's his piano.
I got confused.
Sonata.
It's Friday,
Eric.
Oh, that's my bad. Is that a 12-inch piano? That's
no,
like one of those miniature ones, ain't it?
No. I'm not going to clarify any more things. I'm already in trouble this morning. Right.
It's my fault. Blame it on me. They'll believe you.
I will. That's my excuse.
Oh, man.
All right.
No,
Eric.
But y'all did that time. I'll be nice. I'll be good. I promise. I didn't even say anything bad. I promise. That was Sky for the record in case you don't have playback there.
Okay.
I was good. Hey, what y'all did to Red Top yesterday is exactly what I do to my wife when she's telling me stuff I don't want to hear. Just aggravate the ever-loving snot out of her until she gets mad and don't want to talk to me.
We did totally throw him off. Like, I don't think he knew what to do. He was so agitated.
No, while he's Catholic and a musician and a fantastic painter and he's from Belgium and he believes in complete equanimity between the races, he has not been married recently. So he doesn't know how to work that trick. When you have a woman, women just face it. Y'all talk a lot. Y'all do. And sometimes you need a dose of your own medicine. which is why, you know, married guys, they don't like to admit this, so I'll take this hit for everybody. I can aggravate my wife in 0.2 seconds. And all I have to do is look at her and go, oh, yeah? Really? That's an outstanding idea. I don't know why I never thought of that. You know what? God put you in your life. God put me in your life, or you in my life, so that I wouldn't have to walk around and be confused and stupid. That's the majority of my day.
Yeah, we're getting back to it.
Now, little helper.
You're such a good little helper. Now get in there and make me a sec.
I hope she's not listening.
So you're saying no, sometimes the old you think is kind of where you're going?
Yeah, no, it's that they play this on the show down here. So, no, really? Wow!
Oh my gosh!
No,
thanks,
so Eric. You're saying if I stop and ask somebody for directions, I might find out where I'm going? No, really?
Oh, we got a roll, buddy. Thanks. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Crazy people knocking doors. I want to sell more. Let me in, baby. I don't know what you got. But you better take it easy. This place is hot. And I'm so glad you made it.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
it's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused.
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Sundays are Little Crumbs Days at Riverwalk Stadium. Our Little Crumbs could celebrate 20 years of biscuits with the first 500 kids 14 years or younger receiving amazing giveaways, including t-shirts, replica jerseys, gloves, and more. All presented by our friends at Go Fish Alabama. And don't forget to bring your favorite furry friend for Bark in the Park on Sundays, presented by WAKA Action 8 News. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up!
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake,
and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dingus. Could you have thrown that any harder?
I mean, were you trying to hit him or the wall?
She threw it like, I mean, she could pitch in the major leagues. It was like 99-mile-an-hour fastball at the garbage can. And it just ricochets off the wall or something. I don't even know where it is or what it was.
The door.
Oh, my word.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was like,
bring the heat.
I think Sky was staring at me, and he's like, we got to go. I need you to stop talking. Just chunk
usual
it.
Stuff.
Sorry. Okay.
Where did
I'll
it
pick
go?
It up. I don't after, know. I'll
what,
pick it
what
up.
What was it?
I dropped some of my protein bar on the floor, so then I picked it up, and it needed to go in the trash can, but it took your eyeball out.
What was the chances of you actually hitting it from
zero.
That far?
Zero.
So you just flung it.
I did not play sports in high school.
That is such
or
a
middle
shock.
School. Or elementary school.
Pan dub.
Except you like to play tennis.
Oh, I do
play
tennis.
I'm not sure she was very good.
How do you know?
You just saw. I mean, that wasn't even close. Hey. It's not like it was going in and they goaltended. She hit the door like halfway up and the garbage can is like 15 inches tall.
Hey, but I did it like I meant it, Scott.
Yes, she did, girl. Up top.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, women can celebrate anything. Ann Hammock. Is
really
with
good.
Us with what's the whole name? What's the whole long
week,
name
thanks.
Of the name of the group?
Clean up Alabama.
Clean up the libraries. Clean up the junk that all the little pointy heads and the bureaucrats are putting in our schools and our libraries. Ann Hammock, welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you so much.
Uh oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes.
Are you on speakerphone, Ann?
Better?
Let's find out. Welcome to the program.
Ann? You still there? She's furiously mashing that little button between the mute and the, where you're choosing all the speakers, you know, speaker,
we've all
phone.
Done it.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yep.
Or she's trying to figure out how to get the car not to
hijack.
Yay!
Yay.
Keep talking,
awesome.
Ann.
Nothing like technology. Thank you so much for having
Part of the rules here, you've got to tell us what you thought was happening. Because we struggle with technology all the time. Was it the car hijacking the phone? The phone didn't want to switch from speaker to the handset? What was going on?
Well, here's the reality, is I live in a little rural community in Warrior, Alabama, and the internet out here and the phone service just isn't that great. So I moved outside and with you on this beautiful Friday.
Dave, fantastic. So you live in Warrior. That's awesome. So you're one of my neighbors, basically. Good. We lost you. Hold your arm up.
Oh, man.
Get a coat hanger.
Maybe she needs
point to point it towards the tower. There you go. Where are you doing right now? Don't move.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It's a Friday.
Hey, tell a dad joke.
Which one?
What's tell the one that made us laugh.
What did Sushi A say to Sushi B?
And then the answer is
wasabi. What's up, B? Pretty good. Do we get Anna back?
Am I here?
You're here. Yes,
Anna.
You're doing awesome.
I did it. You stay there or we'll tell more dad jokes, okay?
Yeah, please. Fill us in on what's going on.
I tried to hurry.
Yes.
I tried to hurry so we didn't have to endure too many of those.
Thank you.
They are bad.
Thank you.
They make people happy, especially me. So what's
awesome.
What's
well,
going on with Clean Up Alabama? You want to give us an update? I think you've got some things going on.
Yes, absolutely. So actually the movement that I'm a part of, we are calling Don't Mess With Our Kids. And it's a grassroots movement. We've just joined together with parents and other leaders, religious leaders, political leaders who say, you know, this agenda and attack on our children, enough is enough. And we're going to stand up, we're going to pray, we're going to fast, and we're going to stand in the gap for our kids. And so this Saturday, tomorrow, we're converging on every single state capital in the United States and D.C. From 1 until 3 o'clock, we're gathering together, and we're going to do exactly what I just said, just pray and stand and connect to other people who are in the fight. And so we're just calling people, hey, join us tomorrow at your state capitol. All the details for every state capitol are on the website at don'tmesswithourkids.us. But for us in Alabama, it's right in front of the Capitol steps in Montgomery. And we'll be there free worship at 12:30 and then gathering from 1 until 3.
Very good. So are y'all experiencing, I guess if it's a national movement now, experiencing a lot of growth, a lot of people reaching out to you saying, hey, look, we want to be a part of what's going on. How is that going?
Yeah, it's actually pretty incredible. We're overwhelmed with the amount of support and connections that are being made. A dear friend of mine named Jenny Donnelly, she is out of Portland, Oregon. She's kind of spearheading the movement. She was on national news yesterday. She was actually featured in not such a positive light in Rolling Stone magazine, which, you know what, publicity is good for us no matter what light they want to shed it. And so we found some traction inside of those opportunities where people are saying, hey, I want to be a part of this fight. I'm willing to enlist in the Army, but I don't know where to start. And so what I love about this is Lori Herring of Eagle Forum and I have connected. I think she's actually who made this opportunity available for me. But what's happening is we're finding moms like me who kind of had our head down in the sand and looking up going, wow, this is happening in our neighborhood and it's a strategic attack on our children and our grandchildren. And we're not going to sit back because silence isn't safe. We have to use our voices. And we're willing to put on the boxing gloves and get in the ring and fight on their behalf. So the support has been incredible.
And that is fantastic. And we appreciate you coming on and letting people know. Everybody meet at the state capitol at 12:30 for the pre-festivities and then prayer and fasting, et cetera, with Ann Hammock and all the folks all around the country.
Yep, that's great.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ann. Appreciate the update.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann. Yes, thanks for the work y'all do. We'll be back on the other side.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Don't raise Andy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice valve that Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we've got a forecast that is getting better and better for the weekend and beyond. Abundant sunshine today. A little breezy, but not as windy as yesterday. High 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Up to about 80 or teasing 80 Saturday. 83 on Sunday. How about mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday with more sun? Still dry. It's a great pattern we're getting into. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Someone else, but not for me.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Out loud.
You did say that out loud. Welcome to the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
I just got it.
This,
bless it.
I am
bless
Scott
me.
Leeson and Beth Shavers here. So is Allison Sinclair. And is it time for y'all to do your news thing?
Oh, let's do boring news. Okay.
Boring news.
Who's going first?
Banal. Are you? We don't have one for your boring news.
Of course, I have anybody one for my boring news.
I'm not prepared
we have banal.
For this.
She's my ride or die.
You don't have a
she
list?
Brings something up. It is obviously
Greg
going to
is
happen.
Like, just good luck. God bless you, Scott.
All right, you ready?
I'll do my best.
All right. Do you want me to read it boring?
Amy Best gets to go first today.
No, you go first because it was your invention.
Boring okay. A news with Allison.
Here banal. We go. House passes FISA rule. 213 to 208. Five Republicans not voting. No Republicans voted against the rule.
That's
all I got.
That should not have been in the boring news.
Okay.
So the U.S. House of Representatives, really not a new bill, made sure that the deep state and the federal government still has the ability to spy on Americans and do all the creepy stuff they've been doing.
Yes.
And it passes because five Republicans don't vote at all.
Because they're chicken.
No, because that was part of the strategy. They weren't chicken. They didn't vote because if they had voted, it would have tied and
so
lost.
They're in on it.
They were in on the deal.
Dadgummit.
You're right.
You gotta say that boring.
Uh-huh.
Dadgummit.
That's how it works.
Gee.
So all the other Republicans vote no. They knew what the vote total
Sorry.
Was. So five take a walk.
So it can pass.
So it can pass.
So let me add boringness to it. Okay. Y'all pay attention. I'm going to read it real boring. Scott, you're going to
okay,
love
I'm listening.
This.
Okay. I'm listening. And I'm lined up when you're done.
This is a quote by Speaker Mike Johnson. You know, that really good mm-hmm. Christian, solid, conservative
yes,
guy.
Warrior.
Speaker Johnson on his FISA flip-flop. Quote, when I was a member of the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then I became speaker and got the confidential briefing to understand how important it is for national security. End quote.
Okay.
Take it away, Scott Beeson.
We do not have the technology yet. Well, the technology, but we don't have the people yet to do what Rush Limbaugh used to do. Y'all remember when Rush Limbaugh would say something, and yes. 2 or 3 months later, something would happen, and they would go back and play the clip from, you know, on March the 2nd, and they would play him saying,
mm-hmm.
We have said multiple times in the last week to 2 weeks that what happens is they get these legislators, they got the speaker in a room and said, oh, we have to tell you things no one else knows. And if we don't have this ability, the aliens and their allies in Russia will steal every commode in the entire country. And no one knows this but you. And that's why we have to have this power. And they walk out like, I'm the only person who knows. And I will sacrifice myself to make sure no one loses the toilet. I will do that for America because I'm a man. That's what they do to them. I've seen it in Montgomery where they're, and there's no special secret stuff there, but they're like, hey, there's just things regular people, you understand completely, but regular people don't know. And they're like, oh, yes, I must stand for the things that regular people just can't know because they're just too dumb. Mm.
See,
So if there's something so bad, what are they not telling us? You get what I'm saying? There's something so scary out mm-hmm. there that might probably supposed to be happening that only Mike Johnson and the people at the highest levels of power can know, and that they have to go and do things that all of us are against, but they won't let us know what it is. Do you get it?
Yes, and it almost feels like there's such knuckleheads, Mike Johnson and mm-hmm. his ilk, that while they're saying there are things only you can know, in their brain, they're going, gosh, I hope I can make something up in time that they ask, what is it?
What about this one? What if they're?
I'm saying.
What if they walk in, they've got the paper, and they're like, "Mr. Speaker,
shake it," because I like it when you do that. There we go.
You need to know about this. And he reads, and it's all about him.
Well, that was my question. We know what's actually happening, and yes. He's being blackmailed.
Well, and the kids
is being blackmailed.
Well, you're going with the blackmail
I'm
thing?
I'm going with
you
the blackmail.
You don't think it's gonna, the aliens are going to steal the toilets?
No, I'm going with it. Mike Johnson is totally being blackmailed and extorted, and they have something on him. And he, because since he's gotten into the speaker's chair, he has not acted or done anything like he campaigned and said he would. Mm-hmm. They know something about him, and they are blackmailing him.
And do you think it's really bad? Do you know what I'm saying? Because there's like there's the really good guys that you could extort them with something that's not super terrible. Do
right.
you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like if they said, oh, you know, Mr. Speaker, we know that you were checking out the bikini-clad girls on the your House of Representatives computer. He's like, oh, my gosh.
Scott, you do that every day.
Only when Sky does it on the Washington Post or whatever.
I can't help
looking at what
New
news
York
article
Post
he's checking out.
Some mistakes.
And here's my advice for him, and here's why college sports is good. Okay. I'm gonna make an analogy here. Because they melt, they crumble when they think somebody's got something on them and they hold up a piece of paper and it may say something stupid. We don't know. Is you need to play basketball and go play at Duke and hear those fans, because each player that comes to play at Duke has a list that the kids have compiled about that specific player, and they'll scream it out at you during the game. Horrifying information. They broke the news that RJ Davis was dating somebody else, and another guy on the team was also dating this girl. I mean, they do stuff like that. And they don't care. I mean, they'll yell. They knew stuff about Will. Like, it was dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But if these guys could just experience what it is like to get heckled, then they would look at their adversaries who say, I need a piece of paper.
Shake it.
I need a piece of paper.
You need some of my papers to make fun of me for having
it. It's simple, but
no,
it's not.
No, I like it.
And he looks at him and he goes,
So? Right. You got to have more than that before I give you this kind of power.
That it is ridiculous that the wrong thing happened. Everybody knows the wrong thing happened, and it's because we have weak-kneed, weak-willed, pudding cup leaders that crumble. And I'm just suggesting that they would do well to get heckled just once in their life so that when it happens to them next time, they go, what is your point?
So when
I don't care.
When I was in the legislature, well, at least when I was the rules chairman, we would never bring a piece of legislation that the Republicans were opposed to. We would never let all the Democrats vote and two or three Republicans pass something. Because we're in charge, we're in power, even if it's only by a couple of votes, that should never come up.
Are you talking about the
U.S. House should never pass anything. If the Republicans are in charge and you have a Republican speaker, the Democrats don't do that for us.
Amen.
The Democrats aren't saying, okay, look, everybody in our caucus is against it, but we'll get five guys to take a walk, not vote, and we'll let the Republicans pass it. They're not doing that. So the Republican speaker and the leadership put something on the table to be passed by the Democrats. That the American people, the Republican base, is opposed to.
But Mike Johnson's a good Christian leader.
He's a good man.
We should trust him.
Can we do some Montgomery legislature news on the other side?
No, we've already been boring.
Come
once.
On.
I got a boring thing. I got three boring things that you both are going to tee off on as well.
Okay.
Oh,
more boring news on the other side.
Stuff from the state on the other side. We'll be back.
Oh, I like it.
See see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PA002014, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Craving authentic Italian? Every Friday and Saturday evening, Epicure and Jack's Tavern transforms into an Italian paradise. From homemade pasta to classic Italian specialties, let them transport you to Italy. Their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino, crafts every dish to perfection.
Discover a world of exquisite wines at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. From Lacrima to Camus, enjoy their full line of wines at below retail prices, perfect for dine-in or carry-out. Savor the flavors of top-tier wines without breaking the bank. Experience the wine wonderland at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every day. It's a boring, foreign Friday. And Amy Beth has some boring news.
I have three items that I would like to share with you.
Let me lay my head down. Hold on a second.
Okay, Allison. I'm not going to laugh.
You're having the best
number
time.
Number one, the woman who found Ashley Biden's diary has been sentenced to jail time. Number two.
This is like NPR. Maybe we can get on NPR.
Send those donations right in, folks.
Listener, your listener-supported radio.
FBI contractor confirming there were likely at least 20 undercover FBI agents in the crowd on January 6th. And number three. Donald Trump's support among black men has doubled in battleground states.
You never hear that
Thank
on NPR.
You.
No, you will. No, you will not.
We used to have a lady, when we did Late Night Underground Radio, we used to have our health and science officer was Dr. Sharon Needles. And you just did a spot-on impersonation of Dr.
Sharon Needles.
Can I be Sharon?
I think we have an. I think I have a. You have a future in Late Night Underground.
Thank you,
Sid. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
She spoke like she was on. She took like one too many Xanax that morning. Or something. The planets go around the sky. There are literally hundreds of stars in the sky.
Hundreds.
Yeah. News with Dr. Sharon Needles. Yeah. After the break.
I can finally be a medical person like my husband is. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, you beat me. Good you day. Win. You are
you are way more boring than Allison. Like,
man.
What was that first one again?
The woman who found Ashley Biden's diary has been sentenced to jail time.
I mean, we didn't.
I knew it.
That's
both of y'all would be your hackles would be up.
So Ashley Biden goes to some sort of rehab detox something facility.
Yes,
leaves her diary there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure other people leave other stuff. And I'm sure the staff has probably. Gotten to keep it. I mean, you leave it. It's not like you're coming, you know, probably not coming back for it. People leave stuff all the time. She finds the diary. They figure out, oh my, there's some stuff in there. They try to sell it to somebody. So what is she going to prison for? Is something about stolen?
So Ashley Biden claimed, I saw this morning, that the diary was stolen from her.
Oh, it was stolen.
The same way that her brother's must have been stolen as well when he left it behind at the shop.
Oh, the laptop.
Yes. And so he left that. Mm-hmm. She left her diary.
Right.
And so now they're saying that the woman who took it stole it.
Uh-huh.
And has been sentenced now for stealing the diary.
Right, so a federal crime of diary theft.
Yes.
Not dowry theft.
Not
dowry.
Mm-mm.
Today, someone's Allison was mean to me, and I didn't know how to deal. That a diary.
Correct.
How long is she going to prison?
A little bit. Let me go back and find it.
If you take a diary and sell it, that's not good.
I didn't say it was good. Yeah, the rest of the fault is incoming.
Where'd that go? Oh, okay. It was on this morning.
Well, you got 1 minute.
In most of these states, if you don't steal, what's the limit? $500 worth? You just walk out the front of the door, and they're fine with that. But stealing a diary, that's got to be worth $9 at the Wally World.
Well, and if it was a diary about Allison was mean to me today, which she never is because she's
no
perfect.
No one would prosecute that.
No one would prosecute, but now, oh my gosh, it's telling the truth that we have a nasty, vile man in the White House. Right. We already knew that, but it tells way more than they want known. This, too,
so that's the
must
crime.
Be prosecuted.
That's what I'm saying. So that's the crime.
Yes, that my dad kissed me in the shower.
Right.
That's who you guys
pretty
elected.
Regularly.
Well, and that's what the lady said that found it. She said, I thought there might be some criminal charges in this, and so I wanted it to be...